Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Kuf Mem Gimel, mitzvah 143. Mitzvah Sreifas Nosar HaKachim, the mitzvah of burning the leftovers of Kachim. We did last time the Isser De'oraisa of leaving over Kachim. So this is a pair. It's the Lo Sase and the Yase that go together. Last time was Shelo Lahosir Shum Davar. You can't leave over anything from the Karban Toda or any Karban. And this one is, what if you did? So then there's a mitzvah to burn it. As we mentioned, not every mitzvah is something we would like to do or that we try to do. Right, returning stolen items. I shouldn't steal so I could do the mitzvah of Hashavas Gzela. I shouldn't eat truma b'shogeg so I could do the mitzvah of repaying the kohen and adding on a chomesh. Right, a person Rachmana Litzlan shouldn't hope that a divorce comes. Right, there are certain mitzvahs that, you know, the din of a chalal, of a kohen who marries a grusha and the child is a chalal. So there are many mitzvahs that we hope never come, but we have to learn about them. So this is another, and a mitzvah means what we are supposed to do in every circumstance in life. That's what a mitzvah is. So here too, if somehow there is nosar that is left over, so one has to burn it. That's the mitzvah. Shenitz tavinu lisrofa nosar. We are commanded to burn nosar. Vahu psar hakachim shenishar acher ibur zman achilasan. That is the meat of kachim that was left over after their time for eating. Hamugba lohen. That is limited to them. Shene'emar v'hanosar mibsar hazevach v'yam ha'shlishi. As it says, if anything is left over on the third day, remember the context is Karban Shlamim, that's why it says third day, but Eish Yisarev has to be burned. This applies to other Karbanis as well. It applies to Chatas and Asham, that's a day earlier, right, if it's left over the next day. But the context, the source, where it talks about Nosar, where it talks about tomorrow's mitzvah, Pigol, where it talks about all these halachas are by Shlamim, so that's what it says here. If it's left over on the third day, it must be burned. V'zos ha-sreifa, hi mitzvah saseh. And this sreifa is a mitzvah da-raisa, shekein amru b'mechilta gavei pesach. It says in the Medrash halacha on Shmos, v'lo sasir mimenu ar-boker, v'ha-noser bo-eishis rofu, bo-akos of litin haseh alo saseh. There's an issur to leave it over. There's a mitzvah what you're supposed to do if it's left over. The mashma shemitzvah sreifas nosar asehu. Burning the nosar is an aseh. There is a interesting thought. It's an obvious thought, but it's pointed out on this pasuk from the Torah Tamima. The Torah Tamima says that we darshin from the Gemara Chulin tells us biyom karbano yeachel v'ksiv basrei lo yaniv b'medu ad boker mikan. What does it mean? Don't leave it over till the morning, and in the morning you have to burn it because in Kachim, unlike every other area of halacha, Halayla holich achra yom shalafanav. In all areas of halacha, the night precedes the day. Shabbos starts at nighttime. Every other starts at nighttime. Whatever there's a mitzvah for me to do, the night comes before the day. Purim starts at night, even on a drabbanon level. Kachim, halayla holich achra yom shalafanav. By karbanos, by achatos. Right? How long do you have to eat achatos? Day and that night. What do you mean that night? On a calendaric day, it's the next night. And you can't eat it the next day. Why not? If you can eat it that night, can you eat it the next day? The answer is no. In Kachim, you don't have that. In Kachim, that's the rule. Halayla oholich achra yom shalafanav, and that's why our pasuk says, in the morning, you gotta burn it. What do you mean the morning? If you could eat it the night before, what about the morning? That's it. That's the chiddush by Kachim. The night goes after the day before. So there's Torah Tamim explains here on our pasuk. V'lo kibishar in yanim shayom holich achra laila shalafanav umedayik zem midachsev b'yom karbano yeachel demashba b'yom bilvad v'shuv ksivlo yinich b'medar boker harid gam b'lailo muhuter lechol b'chatas and ashim you can eat it the night before umavur da halayla holich achra yom shalafanav t'vitam hadavar nireh why mishum demaisa avodas Kachim urak b'yom. What's the svara? Because the avodah is only during the day. You can't do the avodah at night. Avodah's karbanis is only by yom. Like it says later on, b'yom tzavoso. V'lochein hame'es la'eshel hamnechshav min yom ha'maisa. So if you have 24 hours, if you have a day to do something, so you have that day. Let's say you do it early in the morning, so you have the day and the following night. That's it. And then he quotes, there is one more trivia question. What other area of halacha goes by halayla holech achrayim shalafanav? There's one more he quotes. Birchas HaTorah. Right when it turns nighttime, we don't make a new Birchas HaTorah. Right? We rely on the one that we said in the morning. You can learn all night. Next morning, what do we machmer for even if we were up all night? We hear Birchas HaTorah from somebody else. Right? In a coming week and a half, many of us are going to be up for a Shavuos night. What do we do the next morning? You always look for somebody who slept a little bit to say Birchas HaTorah for you. Why? It's a new day. A new day. The morning is Machai Birchas HaTorah. So it's Kachim and Birchas HaTorah. Those are the two areas in halacha where halayla holich achra yom shalafanav. And he quotes Rabbeinu Yonah, according to Yerushalmi, the beginning of Brachas, that we are workers of God, and we work all day, we get paid it, we work for, we agire di yamama, yasfino bi yamama, parina balayla. We borrow during the day, meaning we do work during the day, parnasa, and at night we learn. It's Gemara in Erevin also says it, but that's what he says. He says, maybe you get it from the Hagisabo Yomam Valayla, the Pasuk in Yoshua. The Hagisabo Yomam Valayla. That's the source. That's different than Vayhi Erev Vayivoker, which is the source for Laila and then Yom. Hagisa Yom Valaila is the opposite. Okay, but this is a halacha that's learned out from the fact that Noser has to be burned in the morning. Vayter, next paragraph. V'din ha-pigol v'ha-noser shave bazeh. The din of pigol. That's tomorrow's discussion. Just al regal achas, we'll talk a lot about pigol, but pigol means a karbon, that I do a certain avoda, and I have in mind to do a later avoda after the proper time. Or I have in mind to eat the karbon after the proper time. Right? That's all pigol. The karbon becomes pigol. If you eat pigol, a person's chayav karis. We'll talk about that tomorrow. But the halacha in this regard, if something's pigol, there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to burn it. Something becomes pigol. Now let's eat it. It's your karis. But what do you do with pigol? You burn it. So that the source of that is this too. Pigol v'anoser shaveh bazeh. Pigol and oser is equal. Sheish mitzvahs asei gamkein b'sreif faso. Burning pigol is also included in this mitzvah d'araisa. Shematzinu akasev motzi apigol b'loshen oser. Because you see the Torah calls pigol noser in one place. So therefore, it has the same halachas. So it's pigol and it's noser. What's the shorish behind this mitzvah? What's the hashkafa? So we haven't had a shorish mitzvah in a while. Past couple, he just said, oh, it's a detail, so I have nothing to say. But now he has something to say. Mishar Shia Mitzvah. The Chinuch gives two ideas. This relates to yesterday also. Right? Why is it that there's an Isser to leave over Karbanis? Why is there an Isser of Noser? And why is there, once it becomes Noser, why do you have to burn it? Two ideas. Mishar Shia Mitzvah. Number one. Lefisha Teva Kol Basar Lehi Pasid B'Shehia V'Lovi L'Dei Sirchon. What happens to meat? What happens to anything? After a while, it gets ruined. Things rot. Things become putrid. That's just the way of food. The way of food is to become disgusting. V'yalkein, and that's why. La'hagdolas d'var ha-karban, k'mo sh'amar l'ma'ala, because Hashem wants us to be in awe and inspired by karbanos, nitztavinu l'sarfo miyad u'l'var min ha'olam. Right after the time is finished from eating it, we don't want you to leave the karbanos in the back of the fridge. And then a week later, you'll take it out and go, oh, gross, and take it out and throw it in the garbage. Right? We don't want that to happen when karbanos. Karbanos are special. The second that you can't eat it anymore, you gotta burn it. Don't let it become putrid. Don't let it become disgusting in your eyes. That's why you gotta, next time that happens to us in the fridge, we gotta say, oh, wouldn't happen by karbanos. Right? Because it's a mitzvah to burn the nosar. That's this message. L'bal yakutz adam bo berechov. So a person doesn't become disgusted by it or its smell. V'tachlis ha-kiloyin ha-gomer ha-de'a'esh. And the ultimate way of destroying something is through fire. Yoser min ha-pirud v'zeriel ha-ruach. Even more than separation and throwing to the wind, o kol davar acher, or any other way. We find in halacha, the most demonstrative way of destroying something is burning. And when halacha wants you to really get rid of something, halacha is sreifa. Where do you find that? You find that by avodah zara, and you find that by chametz. By chametz. Yes, there's a sheet, there's a machlokas tanoim in Maseches Pesachim, the first mission in the second parak. The rabbanan hold, which we hold me'ikar adin, mefar v'zor al-aruach u'matzal yam. You can get rid of chametz anyway. You could crumple it up into pieces and throw it to the wind. But Rabbi Yehuda holds, ein bir chametz ella b'sreifa. You gotta burn it. And l'chadchila, we try to go like Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because like the chinuch here says, burning is the most demonstrative way of getting rid of something. Not flushing it down the toilet, putting it in the garbage can, burning it. That's the most demonstrative. This even Rabbi Chaim uses this to explain a halacha. Without getting into the problem, the Rabbi Chaim in Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah, the first piece of the Gracha L'Rambam in Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah, the Rabbi Chaim explains beautifully that there's a fundamental machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim about what the Isser of Chametz is, or what the mitzvah of Tashbisu is. We discussed this way back in Parshas Bo. According to Rabbi Yehuda, who says the mitzvah is to burn the chametz, because the mitzvah is to actively destroy. That's why you got to burn it. The Rabbanan who say, get rid of it however you want. You know why? Because they say the mitzvah is, make sure it's not in your house. Not that it's a mitzvah to burn it. Make sure it's not in the house. So if the mitzvah is to make sure it's not in your house, so then you get rid of it however you want. That's the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the mitzvah is destroy. destroy, that's why he holds Ein Birach HaMitzvah B'Sreifa. Right, that's Reb Chaim at the beginning of Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah. But that is exactly what the Chinuch says here at the end of this first reason. If the Torah does not want us to have it around, we need to destroy it, so that's why the Torah demands that we burn it. That is all number one. Number two, Gam Milavadze Yesh Bedvar Remez El HaBitachon BaHashem Yisbarach Barachu. There's another message, and that is one of Bitachon. Have Bitachon. What's Bitachon? Shelo Yehei Adam Chonek Atzmo B'Ma'achalo Yoser Midai Latznio Liyomachar. Don't literally strangle yourself. So about the Isra of the Mitzvah of Chenek back in Mishpatim. Don't strangle yourself, meaning starve yourself today because you need to save for tomorrow. No, Kadosh Baruch Hu will give you tomorrow. The message of Nosar is, this is today's carbon, there'll be a carbon tomorrow, don't worry about it, it's okay, burn it. The burning it and getting rid of it is a reflection of Bitachon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give me something tomorrow. I'm not worried. That's this message. Just like the man, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not give them the man all at once, it's every day. Every day gave them what they needed for that day. Unbelievable Bitachon Klal Yisrael needed. They're in the middle of the desert. What if one day Hashem decided not to send the man? But that was the tremendous bitachon they had. Every day they got, and every day they had what they needed, and that is it. This doesn't mean that we don't plan for the future. This doesn't mean that we shouldn't, you know, do something, be responsible, right? Not have anything. Rav Moshe has a tshuva, I didn't bring it. Rav Moshe has a tshuva relating to binyan life insurance. Is getting life insurance a lack of bitachon? That was the question that Rav Moshe was asked in a tshuva. And Rav Moshe said just the opposite. Who do you think created life insurance? HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent you the lifeboat. Right? The joke with the helicopter and the boat and the HaKadosh Baruch Hu made life insurance. Of course, he says this is how you take care. This is Happy Bitachon. He was the one that created this. So here too says the Chinuch, in this circumstance, the application is that by burning our carbon each day, we reflect Bitachon. Birosoki Akel Yisavel Chalos Psar Kodesh, Mishaver Shaito, Kiloyon Gomor, you destroy it, Velo Ratza Shiena Bobriach Reche, nobody gets Hana, Lo Adam, Velo Behema. Okay, so those are the two reasons of why we have to burn the noser. Number one, so it doesn't become disgusting and get rotted. And number two, this shows bitachon. Midini ha-mitzvah. Let's get to some of the halachos. Mashamar zecharno levracha. Shebechlal ha-noser ha-pigol shen israfin. Besides noser and pigol. Heim kol psule ha-mukdashin shgulon israfim gamkein. Any carbon that becomes possible is included in this mitzvah to burn it. The carbon should nifsalo nispagel bavadai miyan nisraf. If a carbon becomes pasul or nispagel, becomes pigol, certainly, if it's vadai pasul, nisraf miyan nisraf, you burn it right away. Burn it right away. Vim safek, this is the halacha from Seder Kachim. What if you're not sure? If it's a safek. So what do? Teubar tsuraso, you wait a day. You wait a day, so then for sure it becomes nosar, viachagach nisraf, and then you burn it. You're not allowed to eat it because it's safek pasul. So whenever you have a safek pasul, that's called teubar tsuraso. You wait for its tsura, its halachic status, to pass over and to get ruined, and then one burns it. What happens if you find a piece of meat in the base of Mikdash and you have no idea what it is? You have no idea. So there are rules. The Mishnayis and Maseches Shkalim tell us, and the Chinuch quotes it. V'chol basar nimsa ba'azara, any meat that's found in the azara. So it depends what it is and where it's found, but all of it is burned because you had a hesachadat. You weren't focusing on it, and you don't know what it is. And it could be pigle, and it could be nosar. So all of these have to be burned, but we just cover ourselves to make sure that we burn it at the proper time. So that's what the Chinuch says. Evarim, if you find limbs in the azara olos. So then it's considered, what are the limbs are lying around the azara? Pirish, no, dinos hachein olos, you assume they're olos. V'yim nimsa chatichos, and if I had pieces with meat on it, chatos, because chatos is the most common carbon inside, even more than asham. V'anizab Yerushalayim, you find the meat in Yerushalayim, it's a shlamim. What's the nafkamina? You have to burn it all anyway. V'nafkamina le'inyin shim avar echad v'achamahen, if you ate from one of them, so which punishment do you get? And what do you have to do tshuva for? So that's the only difference. Lamaisa, you have to burn all of these because you don't know what it is. Maybe a kolechad kaparaso kvi chazakazu. Fine, by all of them, you wait a day to make sure it becomes nosar, and then you burn it. Next paragraph. Ve'ein sarfin as a nosar ela bayom. We burn nosar bayom, just like the rest of the avodas of a carbon or bayom. So too nosar. Nosar is, you have to wait till the next morning, but once it's nosar, you don't wait till that night to burn it. You burn it that day. Shenemar bayom ashlishi, our pasuk, on the day of the third, Ba'ishis Arev, you burn it. V'yava bisha shlamim asurin ba'achila mitchilas lo shlishi. And even though, when is a shlam already asur to eat? There's a limbo period by a shlamim. Shlamim, you have day, night, day to eat it. If you bring a carbon on Sunday, Sunday you can eat the shlamim. Sunday night, Monday till nighttime. Monday night, it's limbo. You can't eat it anymore, but you can't burn it yet. That's the halacha. The achila is ended, and the burning is not till the next day. Still, in Sefer HaSamela, Bayom, V'yesa Pratem, Uvaram, B'Psachim, Esof Tumura. Where is this quoted in Ar HaChayim, Bezman HaZeh? The burning of Nosar Bayom? It says in Hilchas Pesach. Hilchas Pesach. Why do we not burn our chametz right after B'dikas Chametz? Right, we have to wait the next day. Maybe it'll get lost. Maybe it'll get ruined. After all, fire looks better at night. So why don't we wait till the next morning to burn our chametz? You know why? Dumya de Nosar. Because of Nosar. Just like Nosar is burned by Yom, so too we burn our chametz as a parallel to this mitzvah. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tav Mem Hey. Tav Mem Hey. Where the Shulchan Aruch says, Kesed Bir Chametz. What's Bir Chametz? Sarfo, you burn it. O foro v'zore la ruach, or throw it to the wind, o zarkal hayam, like we said, we pass it like through a banan. And then the Ramah says, v'ha minag l'sarfo. The minag is to burn it because we try to go like the Rabbi Yehuda l'charchila. V'tov l'sarfo bayom, dum yadinosar, shayin israf bayom. That's where this halacha our mitzvah comes up with Maisa. Because we burn our chametz parallel to Nosar Bayom. That's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes as well. Umaril kasav tamacher. Another reason you burn it Bayom is so you remember to do the second bittel. You do a one bittel at night, the less inclusive bittel. You want to do the more inclusive by day, so you burn it Bayom to remind us. And you burn it in the morning. And the Mishnah Berurah here quotes, if you have the lulavim and oshanas, you burn it with there, because you did one mitzvah with them, you do another mitzvah with them. Anyway, but this is the halacha, right? The halacha is quoted in, the reason is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that it should be Dumya de Nosar. There is an important ha'ara of the Minchas Chinuch. Going back, the Minchas Chinuch says an Os Beis. This is his chiddush. He didn't see it anywhere, but he thinks this is true. He thinks you only have to burn it by day for Nosar and Pigel. All the other Karbanis Psulim, there's no reason they have to burn it by day. The Minchas Chinuch says, on the fifth line of Os Beis, Avol Shar Psulei HaMakdashin Kugon Yotzei V'chadome, Kiva De Sreifasan Hu Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, since their Sreifa is just an Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, V'lo Matzino Di Halacha Denisrav Dafka Bayom, it's not part of the Avoda, Im Kein Sreifasan Balayla Gamkein, V'lo Matzino B'Shas Rak Nosar, Upigo Havi Bechlal Nosar. That's the Minchas Chinuch's Chiddush that he proves again from other places that it's got only Nosar and Pigel have to be burned by Yom. The other Psulim Mekdashim can be burned anytime, even at night. Weiter in the Chinuch, last paragraph. This applies to Meo Kahanim, Ki Lohem Avoda, because they do the Avoda. The Minchas Chinuch, now back in Os Gimel, wonders about this line. What is the Chinuch talking about? Only applies to Kahanim. What if you are a Yisrael eating your Shlamim? In Yerushalayim. You could eat it in all of Yerushalayim. Let's say you eat it, then you have leftovers. What? There's no mitzvah. What do? You burn it. You burn it right there. So what's the chinuch talking about? The mitzvah only applies to Kahanim. No, it doesn't. So the Minchas Chinuch wonders. He argues. I don't understand. I don't know what the... What if Yisraelim burn it, they're not doing a mitzvah? You see the Muta, the second wide line in Oz Gimel. Muta, I'll call Yisrael. Umisha, Rua, Nosar, Mitzvah, Lavasarfo. You find Nosar on the street, you got to burn it. So that's clear to me. So why should there be a difference? But that is the Minchas Chinuch arguing on the Chinuch. Finishing up now. If somebody does not burn nosar, they violate the Isser. Right? If you don't burn it, right? If you left it over in the first place, that's one Isser. If you don't burn nosar at the right time, it's another Isser. But also, it's a mitzvah to burn it. Avalein lokin alavzeh. No malchus. No malchus on the avera of leaving over Nosar. Why? Lefi she'ein bo maisa. Because it is alav she'ein bo maisa. The Rambam could have also said, if you look in the footnotes, in Os Yutes, that the Rambam gives a different reason. The Rambam says, because it is a lav she'nitak la'aseh. Leaving over is a mitzvah, is an avera that you could have done a mitzvah and solved the problem with. So, both reasons apply. Not in every case, but lav anitak laseh and lav sheim b'maisa. Why does he call lav sheim b'maisa? Maybe it's more inclusive, because even if you ruin your chances of doing the assay, maybe it's all lav sheim b'maisa. That's a more inclusive reason. There's a beautiful discussion I saw today, in, if you want to look it up, in the Rav Sefer, in the Rishim HaShiurim that Rabbi Reichman put out, on Nedarim, Chelik Aleph, page Kuf Ayin Zayin, where he talks about how to define a lav sheim b'maisa. Lav sheim b'maisa. Give you an example. fascinating case. Somebody makes a shvua. I swear I will eat this cookie today. And then what does he do? He takes the cookie and throws it into the sea. So he ends up not eating the cookie. So does he get malchus for that? Is that a lav she'ish b'maisa or a lav she'ein b'maisa? You threw it into the sea, but the aveira was not eating the cookie. So it's a machlokas tosas in the Ramban. Whether that's a lav she'ish b'maisa or rainbow maisa. So what's the lumdus? The lumdus is, how do you define lav she'ish b'maisa or rainbow maisa? Does rainbow maisa mean you physically cannot violate with an action? Or inherently, it's defined as a lav she'ein b'maisa, even if it physically requires an action. So that's a machlokas tosas in the Ramban. And he quotes the Rambam in many places, goes with the svara of, you go by what's conceptual. For example, he quotes that if somebody walks into the Azara on the first day of Sukkot and does not bring a carbon ola, right, you gotta bring an ola, olas re'iya. He's mevatel the aseh, and you also violate a los aseh, lo yeraf on irekam. No malchus, because it's a lav she'ein b'maisa. Lav she'ein b'maisa, es t'shagas aryeh. You walked into the Beis HaMikdash. How could that be a lav she'ein b'maisa? No. Says the Shagas Aryeh, so like the Rav says, no, because inherently the Isser is not bringing the carbon. Yes, you physically did an action, but the Isser is not bringing the carbon. So you find that sometimes, even if one physically does an action, or causes an action, it's still called a lav she'ein b'maisa. I'll give you one other example that he doesn't quote here. Lo sachmod. Right? One shouldn't covet. We discussed this back in Yisro. What's lo sachmod? When I say, come on, please, can I have it? And when do I violate losachmod? The Rambam said, once you give it to me, then I violate losachmod. But you don't get malchus because it's lav she'ein b'maisa. What? But the Isser is only violated once you give it. We explained then that no, the Isser of losachmod is really belav. What do you need the maisa for? It's just that you went so far that he gave it to you, but still, that's just a shear in the Isser, but it's not an inherent part of the Isser, but really it's a lav she'ein b'maisa. So here too, it says lav she'ein b'maisa, but it's an important discussion for how to define that principle. Two more points related to our discussion, and that is, there's a beautiful question that is asked by the Minchas Chinuch. We're not going to go into the whole lumdus now, but the Minchas Chinuch in Oz Gimel, in the continuation, discusses that there is a shita of a Rambam. The Rambam says that whenever you have a lav and an aseh, and the lav is more inclusive than the aseh, then you get malchus on the lav. Even though it's a lav hanita glaseh, you're going to get malchus on the lav if the lav is more inclusive than the aseh. So, for example, he says, for the isser of temura, substituting animals, says the Rambam, you're going to get malchus for that. Why? It's ein b'maisa. No, but it's a lav hanita glaseh because it's more inclusive. The lo saseh could be violated even by the tzibur and even by partners, shudfin. Mashenki and the aseh can't. That's the rule of the Rambam. If a los aseh is more inclusive than the aseh, you don't apply the principle of lav hanita glaseh. So he asked the Menchas Chinuch, and all the achronim jump on to try to answer this question. Women are not included in this mitzvah, because it's only by yom. It's a mitzvah that is man grama. But women can violate the isser of nosar. So the los aseh is more inclusive than the aseh. So he asked the Menchas Chinuch, you should get malchus for this isser. You should get malchus if the reason is lav hanita glaseh. That's his question in Dibur Maskol V'Masa, where it talks about Nashim there. That's an important question of the Minchas Chinuch. Many answers of the Achronim given to that question. Two more lines, and then we'll stop. In Oz Dalid, the Minchas Chinuch discusses that the mitzvah d'araisa, how much you have to burn to fulfill this mitzvah d'araisa of burning nosa or pigel, kizayis. What about a chatzi shir? What about if you only have half a kezias? So that relates to the larger question that we've discussed a number of times already. Are there chatzi shears when it comes to mitzvah zaseh? If I only have half a kezias of matzah, is there any reason for me to eat it? If I only have a half of any mitzvah, so that is a discussion in Os Dalit. In Os Zion, he says the mitzvah is bayom. You have to make sure that you burn the whole thing bayom. It's not like Hector Chalavim Ve'ivarim, which starts off burning bayom, the fats, and you could finish it at night. This is a mitzvah bayom, and therefore one should make sure to burn it. The entire burning must be bayom. Okay, that takes care of some of the issues related to burning noser, burning pigol. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we get into the topic of pigol. Stop here.